control, searching for the depth of my own soul. I bleed the far beneath, my cover keeps the red from leaking. I'm bleeding on the inside, fear before the fall. 6 feet above the next time, I lose it all.
Alien Podcast. With your hosts Paul Mano and Matt McAfee, the U.S. Government UFO Cover-Up, Episode 7, Part 2, and the 49th anniversary of the moon landing.
Welcome back to Alien Podcast for Part 2 of the government's cover-up of the UFO phenomena.
We experienced our technical issues last night. We had more technical issues here last night afterwards. Our electricity blinked out, and that caused a bunch of everything around here to go completely haywire.
Now, do you still have any of the older technology that we used to face, like with VCRs and stuff like that, where your power goes out and then it just blinks 12 o'clock?
We still don't know how to set the VCR time.
The last episode, we were abruptly interrupted in a spot where we were talking about the possibility of more people being abducted than actually reported. And I know, Paul, you had been discussing about your sleep loss, and it would be totally possible for something like that to happen with you because you do lose so much sleep. And then when you do sleep, you have the moments of being in and out of a sound sleep.
Right. And you do. And my issue is it's sometimes it's so in and out of it that I don't actually know if I've even slept or if I haven't. Whether or not there's anything to it, I don't know. Maybe sometime I would maybe have a regression done. I'm not sure I'd like to know the results of it really, but you know, I suppose it could be useful though at some point in time, I think.
That's exactly the way I take a look at it, is I think it would be useful and beneficial for my own knowledge.
Yeah. As long as you could handle the truth and what could be told to you. Some people have a hard time with that. I think maybe a lot of times people don't want to come forward with that because they don't want to know. I mean, because they may not want to think that they are crazy, or if there is something that, you know, or some entity that has been abducting them, they may not want to know.
And I have to admit, through experiences that have happened to me, what little I do remember of it, I can say it's actually pretty intense. And when I say intense, I could see where it would be extremely terrifying, I think, to some people. I don't think I necessarily considered it to be scary or terrifying or anything, but it just seemed rather intense, almost like I didn't want it to be happening at the time. I remember being reassured that everything was going to be okay. And then I would finally start to calm down. But it's one of those things that I think that a lot of people probably would find scary as hell.
I know I would. I would be terrified to find out that something like that had been going on. Because that's just something that just doesn't happen every day. It's a scary concept to understand and to accept, I think. You know, a lot of times people would be abducted and they are aware of it and they're okay with it. Other people
Sure.
aren't. It's just a difficult thing to accept, I think. And I think it's a lot of stuff like that is the reason why the government keeps a lot of this kind of stuff from us. It could be terrifying to some people to know that these beings are here or that you are being abducted by them or both. The government, in a way, they could be in the right for doing it because there's no telling what could happen to the human mind if they were told all of this all at one time.
And I think a lot of people say, yeah, I would be okay with it, but I think they're also taking a look at it from the drip-fed idea that it would be the grace, that's who the government would introduce to the world, or they're going to be the first ones to introduce themselves to the world would be the grace. There's certainly more than one species that right. has been here. The problem with that comes, look at how many people on this planet have insect phobias, like we talked about last night. Imagine now being introduced to insects that are 6 feet tall. Being put in a situation like that, you begin to realize, wow, maybe I am just a little speck in the eye of the entire universe. This species that we consider to be insignificant, this species that look just like that, is somehow far above us. That, I think, is the scariest prospect to people.
Well, let's not forget the reptilians as well as the insectoids to go with it.
Look at people who are afraid of reptiles, snakes in particular.
Such as myself.
I'm not exactly a fan of snakes either. Our minds are not wired to deal with something like that, really.
In future episodes, we'll get into some of the different races that are in existence, that not only on other worlds, but the ones that have been here for quite some time that the government also knows about, but, you know, doesn't bother to tell anybody about. When you look at the whole cover-up thing, it's amazing how that nothing has ever really slipped. I mean, even when they were building the atomic bomb, some of that information did get out.
I think when it comes to UFOs and aliens, some of the information has slipped out. But the problem is they got ahead of the curve, so to speak, with disinformation. The way that they Right. did that was Roswell. I hate to say that everything keeps back to Roswell, but that was a situation where we had people saying it's a bound UFO. The government came out and just squashed that whole concept with, nah, it's a weather balloon. And people actually bought into that. Now you have this big war, I guess you could say, going on between the two sides that, to be honest with you, the government doesn't give a fuck if any information comes out now. They don't have to, because if they get asked about it, number one, the reporter that asks about it simply gets mocked during the press conference. Number two, they don't even have to answer it. They can completely ignore the question when it is asked. 6 months later, somebody else asks the exact same question. They can just blow it off and people go about their business. The government can say, nah, it was a weather balloon. And everybody's, oh, okay, that's the reason why they didn't make any big deal of it. Like we were talking about in part one of this, the government has a certain degree of control over everybody. Whether people want to admit to that or not, they do have that. And we are trained to believe everything that comes out of their mouths. What comes out of their mouths are a bunch of lies.
Mostly. Or exaggerated truths.
Yes.
Which may or may not be the same thing. You know, it's amazing, though, how we do, as a people, fall for a lot of the stuff that they do tell us and do believe a lot of the stuff that they do tell us. You know, I believe that they know a lot more than what they ever let on. And when it comes to the UFO deal, I believe they know everything about that. I don't think that they really ever have any intention of telling us, ever. There's some people that think we don't need to know, but
I've maintained for years that I think what's going to happen is our first sign that true disclosure is coming is we're probably going to see some type of what we would consider to be an interstellar vehicle that will probably land someplace like the White House lawn. And it's going to be some jackass Air Force guy that gets out of it. They're going to make this big media deal, and then they're going to say, oh, no, that's actually our own technology. We've been telling you for years, we've been working on these secret programs. This is what it really comes down to. Again, as disinformation to throw people off. Something like that is probably in the future. I would not doubt that at all.
No, nor do I. I don't doubt it at all either. You know, it could very well be the way things go, but I would hope that we would get a true disclosure and not be something manufactured like that. They will do what they want to do. There's no doubt about that. It's just interesting to think about it and to think how it may happen if it ever does happen. I'm not sure if it ever will. I really don't. At the same time, I think that, and it's like, you know, at some point in time in my life, I'd love to be able to know for sure. I know a right. lot of people would like to know for sure, but it's sad to think that we probably never will, or at least not in the lifetime that I have. You know, I hope that it does. It probably won't. Probably won't happen in your lifetime either. It would be interesting to see, even just to see how it would be done. After all right. the years you've looked into everything, and it's like, would it be a big letdown or would it not? Would it be like the end of some of Carl Sagan's stories, a letdown, or would it be a little more interesting than some of those? I don't know.
I would like to think that the world is ready and able to handle something like that, but I just don't believe that we are as a species. I really don't. Like I was saying with the government and how we like to think that we are such an advanced species, I believe that really every damn one of us has that. And that's what I was saying, that a lot of people who have these encounters where they're possibly taken from their homes or abductions of any kind, I think that has a lot to do with the reasons why they're so scared, is the fact that suddenly you realize you're not the top of the food chain.
Exactly. You're not. You're not the top of the food chain. You're not even the bottom.
Right.
You're somewhere in between, but you're definitely not on top. And you're certainly not controlling much of anything. You know, I think kind of close out this subject. What are your overall thoughts on, is it being withheld, or is the government, do they just not know anything like we do? What do you think?
I think it's being withheld. I really do. I think that they know far more even than what we do about it. And that goes for all researchers, all ufologists. I believe that the government knows things far beyond what all of us do. Even if we were at all to get together and come up with one cohesive idea, I think that the government would still go far beyond that in their knowledge. I believe that there is a possibility that the government has met with alien species, possibly have received technology from them. Although I think if we ever did receive any type of technology from them, it would be like handing us a calculator or something like that. They're not going to give us really anything that's advanced to them. They're going to give us their outdated technology, things that we would probably discover within the next 10, 20 years. It's nothing that important, really. Another thing that I would like to bring up is, in all of it, they say, well, perhaps aliens aren't coming here because they're unable to adapt to our environment. Again, that is just, it's stupid speculation. It's nonsensical, because if they are such an advanced species, they're going to face a lot of the same problems that we are as a species, and they will have evolved through it, perhaps slightly different than us. But I'm sure that on their world, and at the beginning of their civilizations, that they too had these problems. So I don't think our biological makeup is going to keep them away. I think that they're here. I fully believe that our government has been keeping them away from us. And I think that they really have no intention of telling us, unless perhaps there are some species that our government knows nothing about, and they just happen to show up here one day and make themselves known. But until something like that happens, no, our government's not going to tell us what they know. I don't believe that they ever would tell us what they know. If they do give us any information, it's going to be those puzzle pieces like I had talked about before. And then they're going to say, well, here's the puzzle piece, now put the whole puzzle together. And that's not how you can do it. They probably don't have the full puzzle in front of them either, but they certainly have more pieces than what we do.
Right. Eisenhower allegedly did meet with them in 1954.
Yes. Right before Project Serpo. Yes.
With him to tell us that, to tell them that we weren't ready to see them or ready to know that they're here or that they exist. Some people don't know that. Others, you know, another thing I was thinking of, you know, is recently you don't seem to see or hear as much about the sightings as you used to. And I'm wondering now if, because everybody has a camera in their pocket, I'm wondering if the government has really kind of stepped up and told these other races that because everybody has a camera, maybe you should be a lot more scarce than you even were before. Because with everybody having a camera, everybody's going to see them, you know, and everybody's going to have pictures, video, this, that, and the other with it. So I'm wondering if maybe if that's another thing, another way the government's covering it up is to have actually come out and told them. Because I do believe the government is in communication with them. I really do. And I'm wondering if that, because everybody has the cameras, that, you know, they should tell them, you know, you can come here, but you want to stay hidden as best you possibly can. Because, you know, one sighting can be everywhere in minutes. You know, that's just the thought that I have on it. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but you'd have to admit it does make sense.
That's true. It does. I remember, though, when I had an experience in a small town close to where I live now, when we saw that fly over the top of our house, I guess the best way to describe it is it faded out. And in fact, my wife said, her exact words to me were, did that fucker just go all predator on us? Because she was so amazed that this thing, it went right over the top of us. It was headed towards Fort Worth. And as it got past our house, got a few houses down, it was like the whole thing just started to shimmer into nothingness. It was just like you would see like in the Predator movie, like she had referenced. It was like it just became invisible. And I wonder if that doesn't have something to do with it. The government didn't say, hey, you know, if you're going to be within such and such area, you really probably should have some type of cloaking on or something like that.
Yeah, that's probably true. Because there's just so many ways that, you know, people are going to get. It's not like with Phoenix Lights where it happened and they're just, you know, there was a lot of people that seen it, but not everybody had a camera in their pocket.
Right. Very true.
If that happens today, it's a totally different story.
True. But at the same time, though, we all know that that was simple flares. It's amazing how they can shoot a flare up into the skies and it lasts for a few hours and can travel.
And they're so symmetrically aligned in the sky as well. Yeah. Well, I tell you, if you believe that, just keep on going believing it. You're fine.
I've got a bridge I would like to sell you if you believe that.
I don't want to buy any bridges. I believe it was something other than what they said it was.
Oh, absolutely.
It wasn't flares. It wasn't swamp gas. It wasn't temperature inversions. It wasn't Snoopy riding on his doghouse. I mean, for lack of better things to say, it was anyway. I believe that the government is covering it all up. I have believed it, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon.
I believe they have significant reason to cover it up. So as long as they have that reason, they're going to continue. Unless, like I say, some species that the government knows nothing about happens to show up and wants to make themselves known.
Right. And with that, I would like to kind of wrap up this topic and maybe hit on something that just passed this last Friday was the 49th anniversary of the moon landing.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Of course, that happened a month before I was born, but all the conspiracy people out there that think that it didn't happen.
True.
I got news for you. It did. So you can go look at all flag shadows you want and this, that, and everything else. It happened, you know. So if people think that it was created on a soundstage in Burbank, yeah, well, it wasn't. You're probably seeing something else.
I'm actually one of the people, I guess you could say, that believes in sort of the hybrid version of that. I do believe that we made it to the moon. I do believe we made it there when we said we made it. The one fact that I do find very strange about it, and NASA has admitted to it because they sort of got caught with their pants down on it, is faking some of the photographs. That's something that I've always kind of felt disturbed about, in the aspect of, why didn't NASA come out at the very beginning and say, look, our cameras were crappy. We had to go through the Van Allen belt and all of this may have caused some damage, whatever. Throw out some scientific sounding crap anyway and say, we weren't able to get the best shots in the world. So we went ahead and we recreated some photos, or we created some photos before we ever even went to the moon. Because in my opinion, by them not doing that, all they've done is poured gasoline on the idea that we didn't go to the moon. And right. I fully believe that we did. You know me, I call bullshit when it's bullshit. And it was bullshit of NASA to do that, or them to airbrush out things. Excuse me. Why are you airbrushing? And don't give me the bullshit that, well, you're trying to make it more visibly appealing to people. No, I don't give a shit. You show me the undoctored photos. Don't sit there and show me a photograph that has been retouched in such a way that it's very obvious that you took an X-Acto knife and scraped something off the top of that photo that was in space above the astronaut. We could probably do a whole show on that. I could go on a tangent about NASA doing that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Why on earth would they do that? Is that part of this cover-up that we've been talking about tonight? It quite possibly is. However, facts being facts, I believe that we did go. To this day, I would love to have met those astronauts. I realize Buzz Aldrin's still alive. Damn, I would love to shake that man's hand. Why?
Oh,
because
yeah.
Those guys had elephantitis of the nuts. To basically climb inside of tinfoil and fly 238,000 miles away and land on the moon, that's what I call some serious nuts there. Those guys have it, the biggest sacks in the world. They win the elephantitis of the nuts award.
Yeah, they do. In my book, it's you know, the most dangerous job there ever was, ever will.
I don't know how they ever fit inside that little capsule to get their balls in that capsule with them. I really don't, dude.
I don't know. I've seen the inside of them before. There's no way you'd get me in one.
No. Bravo to those guys and the work that they had done. It's still a great accomplishment. And I'm not going to sit here and beat the American bandwagon and say, hey, that was totally American thing, because I believe that Neil Armstrong's words captured it all when he said that is one giant leap for mankind. He didn't say it was one giant leap for the United States.
Right.
He said it for all of mankind. And I believe that that's exactly what our lunar missions were.
That's what they should have been for. And whether or not the government maybe lost sight of that at some point, I don't know. But I think you're right. It was for everybody. It wasn't for just so that they can say that we did it.
Our government tried to make a big deal out of Americans being the first ones. That's a great accomplishment. But I truly believe that the astronauts felt that it was for all of humanity. I mean, screw what NASA and the rest of our government thought. What the astronauts thought was the real deal.
Yeah. To me, it's hats off to them that walked. For the rest of us, we can only dream, because that's as far as we're ever going to get. I wait for the time when they go back again, and I can say that I watched it live for the first time.
Right.
And not just having to see repeats of what it was, what happened then.
I hope that within our lifetime that we get to see the first person walk on Mars. And to be quite honest with you, this may sound like I'm trying to be politically correct, but I want to see a minority be the first one. And when I say minority, I don't give a shit what color of the skin or female. That's what I want, just because I want to see the true equality of humanity. I'm not saying that to be, like I say, politically correct. I want to see the true quality of humanity come out. And I want to see possibly some guy that we send up there that is supposed to be the first one. I want to see him open up the hatch, turn around and look at the captain of the female captain of the flight and open up that hatch door and say, "After you, ma'am." That's what I want to see. I want to see the entire world being part of it. I want to see every race and I want to see every gender there. That would be the ultimate thing to me, is to see all of that coming together as humans rather than Americans or Russians or Chinese or whoever. I want to see the humanity as a whole land on that planet.
Right. And that's the way it should be, because it's going to take all of us to get there.
And that's what we need to realize. This should not be choice about gender or race or anything else. Fuck it. I say we send an international mission, a person from 5 different countries, and if nothing else, leave the damn Americans here. That's the way I take a look at it. You know, we had first crack at the moon, give it every other country or give certain countries, whatever you want to say. I wouldn't say certain countries, because again, I don't think that we should be limiting ourselves as human beings, but I would love to see that. That would just be the greatest thing ever, to see humanity finally moving in the right direction.
And who's to say? You never know what kind of an effect that would have if that's the way it went.
That's very true.
It may have the desired effect that some people would want, and maybe solve a lot of the problems down here.
That would be nice for a change.
Wouldn't it? I can only hope that, you know, when we do go back to the moon, or when we do go to Mars, that, you know what, we do get exactly the way you said it should be. Whether or not we do, that's another question. And for another episode.
Lots more episodes yet to come. To find out about past episodes or possibly upcoming episodes, please check out the website, alienpodcast.net, to get all the information.
And once again, thank you for listening, and thank you for your support, and we hope that you continue to listen to this podcast.
To find out more about the show, or promptly send your death threats, or for your free, no-obligation anal probe, please visit alienpodcast.net.